Ladies and gentlemen, let's go out and visit Jack Benny at his home in Beverly Hills, where at the moment we find Rochester trimming his hair.
Just a little more off the sides, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
You know, Rochester, it may sound funny, but when I was just a little kid, I had the most beautiful head of thick golden curls.
You did, boy?
Yeah. In fact, my mother was so proud of them that she gave a curl to every one of our relatives.
Well, you better write to them, boss. It's time to get them back.
Yeah. Hold it, Rochester. How much have you trimmed off the sides?
Almost a handful.
Good. Now sprinkle it around the top. Thanks. What are you laughing at?
This ain't no haircut. It's a landscaping job.
Well, it's a little trick I learned in agriculture school. Good old fertilizer tech. How are you doing?
I'm nearly finished.
Good. How does my hair look?
Fine, boss. You want to put it on now?
Yeah, hold the mirror for me, please. You know, Rochester, I can't understand how the hair on a toupee can grow.
The ones you buy stay the same, but this is one of those you trapped yourself.
Well, I only trapped a few.
Yeah, but you better get rid of that one with the white stripe down the middle. You're losing all your friends.
Yeah. Now, Rochester, will you please brush the hair off my neck?
Okay.
I'll open my shirt first. Yeah.
Say, boss, why do you wear that penny around your neck on a string?
It's for sentimental reasons, Rochester. This is the first penny I ever owned.
Oh.
And you know that dollar I have framed in my bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first dollar I ever owned.
Oh.
And you know that picture by Maxwell that hangs in the den? That's the first car I ever owned.
That's the first car anybody ever owned.
What?
That car scared more horses than the meat shortage.
Oh, I don't know.
Say, boss, you want me to get a clean shirt for you to wear down the studio?
Huh?
You didn't forget your broadcast, did you?
How could I forget? The broadcast, always the broadcast. Year after year. Every Monday, I think of ideas. Tuesday, I meet with my writers. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we write. Saturday, I rehearse. And on Sunday, I do my program, and one short half hour, it's all over. All that work for just one half hour. And for what, I ask you? For what?
For a lousy $1 million.
No, Rochester, you have the wrong slant on life. Money isn't everything.
Boss, wake up. Wake up.
I am awake. And I meant what I said. You know, Rochester, there's an old saying that the best things in life are free.
Uh-huh.
Money is not everything.
Uh-huh.
Look out that window. Look at the sunshine, the fresh air, the birds, the trees, the blossoms. Right down the street, you can see. Hey, here comes a mailman. Wonder if he brought my salary check today. I hope so.
What happened to the birds and the sunshine?
Looks like rain, doesn't it, Roger?
Well, mail